This is Sonic the Hedgehog. It's a bit of a classic. Obviously, we were really excited. Well, I was really excited. I just said quite loudly in the office, I asked if anyone had had an old Sega, and one of my fellow staff members actually had one under her desk from a previous exhibition. So that was really cool, and I took it home, and my partner was really excited, and we played Sonic. It was a big one for kids of my generation, I suppose, growing up in the early 90s. The exhibition's called Retro Machine, so the games are just in one small corner. We've got different sections of the exhibition, which include paintings by Victoria Reichelt and Dane Lovett. And the similarities between their work at the moment is that they're both, or at least even though Dane's doing this stuff now and Victoria was painting these things a few years ago, they both look at old objects in their artwork, and they're both, particularly Victoria, they both do still lives with old objects in them. And then there are some more interactive sound installation pieces by Greg Shapley. And Greg Shapley was actually down here last week for the Ride Around the Murray Festival, and he also brought down a few things with him, a couple of record players. And then he's got some works over the other side, which are interactive keyboards that you're meant to be able to control the tempo just using your hands and sort of reacting with a few light-sensitive resistors.
Can we have a go at that one?
Yep. So this one, all these components come on when you walk up close, so they're controlled by sensors. But this one's certainly one of the ones that could become a bit more annoying.
We've pretty much got three keyboards set in front of us, so how do we interact with them?
If you use your hands, you can hear this one's sort of automatically playing quite fast. If you use your hands to cover up this light-sensitive switch, you can slow it down, or you can take your hands away and make it fast again. If you've got a couple of family members with you, you can control all three keyboards and create your own cacophony of sound, I suppose.
Do you expect there'll be a lot of flashbacks for people coming in?
Yeah, I think this is going to be an exhibition that's in some ways good for children, but I think it's going to be something that is a bit more interesting for parents as well as, young children.
Why would you tell people to come to this exhibition?
Well, hopefully it's a lot of fun. As with all Kidspace exhibitions, this one is designed to sort of be a little bit different for people, different to what people might expect in the art gallery.
And you don't mind us getting on the old Segas, having a play?
No, you can have a go at Sonic, absolutely. And we've got a few other Sega games, so we'll rotate them through the period of the exhibition. The other cool thing that you can play here is the Commodore Amiga, which is working. So there's a Batman game on at the moment, but they've got lots of great racing games and things like that. And I know you can sort of download a lot of these things and play Flash games in computer labs at schools these days that are quite similar, but I think trying to get your head around the fact that this was as good as it possibly could be at the time, I think is interesting.